لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعوام حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنات النعيم، وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I advise myself with the advice of all the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the advice of taqwa, and invite all of you to practice the piety, the path of success for all the people in the world, the path that has been introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The path of piety is the final destiny for the mankind. Path of piety makes us a real human being. It gives us a balanced life. A balanced life is best for every human being, every mankind. And that is we are working for, to find a life that is completely balanced life, not to go into any extreme, that if we go to any extreme, definitely we will lose the path of piety. Path of the piety is the path that is Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path that takes the mankind towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes person nearer to the Lord. Path of piety, it makes us muqarrab. And the Quran has stated about muqarrabin: فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And thus, then, if he be among us those who are nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, One of the intention that we make for any of our actions in our life, that is to complete our actions qurbatan ilallah. Qurbatan ilallah, in order to be nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one can complete his or her life based on qurbatan ilallah, being nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reaches to the status that is called status of muqarrab. That is status of muqarrab. That means the one who has achieved the status of being nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are called muqarrabin. In this world, as I had said in the past, they are as-sabiqoon. As-sabiqoon, the foremost, always ahead of the actions. And in other world, their status will be considered as muqarrabun, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said that in those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said their awards and rewards, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just authority and does not leave anybody without any award or reward. And other world is world of awards and rewards. Muqarrabin, those who are being striving in this world, those who lived in a difficult life, in the scrutinizing life, always going through the stresses and distress, a life of distress. Life of believer is life of distress. Life of believer is a stressful life. One of the qualities of the Prophet, it's been said, Al-Hazin, always been in the position of distress. Although that is not seen on the face of believers. On the face of believer, it's been said, Al-Mu'minu bishruhu fi wajhihi wa huznuhu fi qalbihi. You will see a smile on their face, but the distress in the heart. All the difficulties and stresses remain inside the heart. That should not come on the face. But when they live in this world, in the difficulties and stresses, when they live in this world with always being in sorrows, going through the difficult status, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change that. Every human being has a wish to live in the life of comfort, to live in the life that is easy. There is life which is filled with the bounties. But this wish is not going to be filled in this world, because this world is not the life of comfort. This is the life of tests and trials. And if we go through these trials, then there has to be end of those trials, end of all these examinations, and reach to the point of result where we can see best of the results. And best of the results are reserved before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are three important blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the people, those who are considered as muqarrabin. One is rauh, second is rayhan, third is jannatun na'im. Rauh, what it means? It means a life free of stress, or I can say a stress-free life. A stress-free life. A life in total comfort. in a hadith, it is also mentioned that this world, which is world of the trials, it is paradise for some and it is prison for some other. It's been said, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This world is prison for a believer. Wajannatul kafir. It's paradise for disbeliever. A believer would wait for a time of the freedom, a time when it's stress-free life. If somebody tries to live in this world, living as a paradise will not see those bounties that Allah has reserved, because he did not believe in that. He believed that whatever it is, it's this world. Let me enjoy this world. If somebody has this doctrine, let me enjoy this world. And if anybody tried to enjoy this world, then he does not believe in other world. And when somebody does not believe in other world, then definitely we don't have any awards in other world. It's like a student who tried to enjoy during the year, whole year he was enjoying. He did not pay any attention. He did not read anything. They did not do any homework. They said, let me enjoy the year. When it reaches to the final, at that time there will be a stress. There will be a difficult time. A miserable time. A miserable time is time of final. Same example goes about the world. If we enjoy whole world and we take it as a fun, we'll see the final that we are being distressed. But the students, those who really work during the year, those who are working hard during the year, when they reach to the final, at that time they are stress-free. The day that when they submitted their papers and completed their exams, they are stress-free. Alaykum as-salam. Now they can enjoy. Same is the position of the people, those who are working in this world, whom are working hard in this world. Any hardship in this world will bring a comfort in the other world. Rauhun makes us stress-free, living in stress-free status. Rauhun wa rayhan. Second desire of muqarrab, and the person who is nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living in the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living under the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not living in the bounties of this world, but living under the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was waiting for the time when he can see with the eyes Rayhan. Rayhan, in Arabic particularly, it's a plant that is a sweet basil, Rayhan. So that plant, it is with the fragrance. When you reach too close to that, you can feel that fragrance. But in another world, of course, it's not a materialistic world. These are not gardens of material. It does not mean the plant itself, but there is a fragrance of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a fragrance of grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rayhan. And third award that has been said, Jannatun Na'im. Jannat, again, it's a garden. And Na'im, that is blessing. But the real meaning of that is the wish and the desire of a mu'min. There is eternal success. Eternal success in hereafter. In this world is not eternal. This world is limited. When this world is limited, in order to achieve eternal success, we need to wait for that. The difference between muqarrabeen and rest of the people, the categories that are being said later on, ashabul yameen, or rest of people, that muqarrabeen, when they are going to close their eyes and depart from this world, they will see a comfortable life. Immediately they will receive rauhun wa rayhan. Immediately they will see that comfort. They will be living in this status. But those who are ashabul yameen, for them it has been said, fasalamun laka min ashabil yameen. A status of peace until they reach to the day of judgment. So the difference is that some would be able to see their results when they close their eyes. Immediately they would be able to see their results. They will not be just waiting, but some other they must be waiting until they reach to see awards and rewards. But still they will be living under the peace that is going to be provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us and the people, those who are as-sabiqoon in this world and muqarrabeen in other world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us rauh, the special comfort that He has reserved for muqarrabeen. May Allah provide us rayhan, the final grace that He has reserved for the believers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the status and the place that is called Jannatul Na'im, an eternal success for the believers. Rabbana ighfir lana dunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. During the month of one of the pious personalities and infallible within the list of infallibles, Siddiqatu Tahira Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. Peace and the blessings upon the grave of Sayyida. Peace and the blessings upon the soul that departed in this month, and upon the soul that was born in this month. Peace and the blessing upon the progeny of Hazrat Sayyida, and special peace and the blessing upon the final son of Sayyida, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. I would like to appreciate the community for their participation in the commemoration of Fatimiyya, and I hope that our brothers and sisters have enjoyed the programs, and this was a great opportunity learning about the various aspects of this personality, and it continues until the day for the birth of this exemplary lady within the world. I would also like to bring attention of my brothers and sisters that this center survives on the funds that are being given by the community. And month of Jamadi Thani, we have an important time for the funds that is called Fatimiyya Fund that was opened since last year, and our community had been supporting for that. I would like to request that during this month, with the name of this great personality, please support the center, that we can continue our operations and the center can function for the best interest of the community, and it can provide education to the community, and it can provide the special teachings of Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. Our board of directors were working since last couple of months for the formation of a committee that is going to be a project committee for the future project of IEC and Al Hadi. Alhamdulillah, that task is completed and individuals are being defined. I hope that the board is going to announce soon about the names of individuals. But it is important for the community that they need to support the individuals, those who take this responsibility of completing this task. And we would like to ask them to pledge for this project their efforts. And they have taken this responsibility, accepted and submitted for upcoming years. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them for taking this one of the most important responsibilities of the community. And please appreciate them for their acceptance with a loud salawat. Our youth is re-initiating another effort that was ongoing effort in the past, that was monthly visit to the cemetery, and that is one of the great opportunity to learn about the death, visit to our loved ones, and also to be ready for the eternal world. And the place, the cemetery, of course in Islam it is highly recommended to be visited frequently, at least weekly basis, on Thursdays sometimes. But because we are in a busy life sometimes, although all the communities in the past, they were busy. Everyone felt that they are very busy. We should not think that this is only a community that is busy. Even in the time of Moses, the communities were busy. In the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time also communities were busy. And today they feel that they are a lot more busy. So we should not think that we are a special community that is really busy. And upcoming communities will be always busy, because this is a life that engages everyone. And that is why it has been said that you have to take time a little bit. Take time out of your busy schedules that you can think about hereafter. Otherwise, you will be continually being busy, and a day that angel of death is going to come and he will take the soul, and at that time you cannot say that because I was busy, I could not think about that. If you can say to angel of death, really, then it is worthy. Then you can continue being busy. But take your time, as our youth is organizing that, and I will request youth to be ahead of this group and take this opportunity, be part of this activity, that we can also say peace and blessing, send the peace and blessing upon the people, those who have departed, because these individuals are part of our community. Although they have departed, but they are part of our community. Still their souls expect from us. Still they think that our community is going to visit us. And it is also very good opportunity for the families, those who have buried their loved ones into the cemeteries. For them it's going to be a great opportunity that with the community they can sit together and they can recite the verses of Quran, and also they will be together. It provides us that we can do our activities in united forum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our youth for initiating this great task. In the past week, brothers and sisters, there was a very sad incident that had taken place in Boston, in North America, and a bomb explosion within the community. It is really sad to see that many innocent people, those who have lost their lives, and many other, they were being injured. We give our sympathy to all the people and the victims of this bomb explosion. And innocent people, may God bless them, and may God provide them patience. It is a criminal act, of course, and a criminal act from anyone, it's possible, it should be condemned by the communities, wherever it happens. We strongly condemn this criminal act for taking the lives of people and disturbing a peaceful life of the community. Communities should be living in peace, and it is responsibility of the authorities that they have to provide utmost security to the community. First of all, I would say that authorities are being failed to provide the security. And this is something that no one speaks about that. It is really interesting that with all those measures that are being taken, that there is scrutiny on the airports, there are many security measures everywhere. How that would be possible? How that was possible to be happen in a place where there was high security? There was high security, and then at the same time, you can see this type of the actions happen. So it means that there was some sort of failure within the security, and security needs to accept this failure. This is first that I would like to ask, that security forces, they have to accept and admit that they have been failed to provide this security. Second, that I would expect the authorities that they have to bring those criminals, the real criminals. When I say real criminals, I would like to say not the blame game that was happening in the past. Unfortunately, what we have seen in the past, many suspects were being announced. Their pictures were being announced in the past. And now people, they expect from very beginning that what is going to happen. Everybody knows what is going to happen. Everybody expects that what's going to be result. who is going to be blamed? If this is going to be blame game, then really community is going to suffer for long time, because if you are not going to bring the real criminals in the court, then you are hiding and covering the real criminals. And if we keep hiding and covering those real criminals, they will be living free in the community, and you can expect what's going to happen. So there should not be blame game, but it has to be real game. It has to be the people, those who are real criminals, they have to be brought into the court. Yes, we can expect that there are suspects, but before any evidence can be found, we should not announce any suspect. Because when you announced about the suspects, then you are being released. You think that your job is being done, and people are being blamed without any evidence. I was listening about some of the suspects that are being already announced, and that was already expected by many. But these individuals, if you look at the interviews of the people, those who were living with, everybody says that they were very peaceful, they were living with us, they were very friendly, we did not see any of the suspicious behavior in the past. So you can analyze and think about. I would really urge authorities that they have to bring criminals with evidences, and that evidences have to be public record. It should not be just suspect and announce about suspects and after that be quiet. And for years we don't hear about that. This is really important for the community, that they have to ask from the authorities that evidences have to be given on the basis of what evidences somebody is being brought or being suspect. In the country Iraq, there is a first ever election which is taking place after foreign forces left Iraq. During these elections, we can see that many bomb explosions, and the nation is facing the real destruction within the country, unfortunately. We hope that after those elections, the right people are going to take the hold on the government, and the right government for the benefit of the people in that country is going to take place. Unfortunately, today there were a series of bomb explosions in various places in Baghdad, in nearest to the city, and also in Kirkuk, and almost 100 people in various places have lost their lives, and many other they were wounded. We say condolences to our brothers and sisters, those who have lost their lives, and condolences to their families. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to all the communities, those who are being victim of all these bomb explosions. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the peace within the world, and send the one who can bring the real peace and justice within the world. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the final Messiah to the community, that the communities, they can have a real leader, an infallible leader. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman. Make us from the supporters and the real friends with Imam of the age. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us on the day which is Friday. May Allah forgive our greater sins and smaller sins. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi وتواصوا بالصبر.